Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blanks. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Mo has 2, Faith has 3, PJ has 4.
Goodness.
So Mo,
yeah,
with you in third place, you will be up first.
All right.
The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. This week, officials announced that the Pentagon would suspend all efforts to get veterans to repay blank.
Bonuses.
Yes. On Tuesday, Russia revealed the Satan II, a new blank capable of destroying an area the size of Texas.
A missile.
It is. On Sunday, Donald Trump got his first ever newspaper endorsement from a paper in blank.
Las Vegas.
Yes. This week, police in Maine arrested a man named Asher Woodworth for blanking.
Asher Woodworth for having a very annoying name.
For dressing up as a tree and blocking traffic. For the first time in 15 years, blank reported a drop in their annual sales.
Apple.
Correct. On Sunday, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor was awarded to blank.
Bill Murray.
Yes. A New York Times review of the new show Goliath, which called the plot structure, quote, needlessly complicated, was corrected after it was revealed that the reviewer had blanked.
The reviewer had watched the wrong show.
Well, he'd watched the episodes in the wrong order. The reviewer said Goliath was terrible, quote, because the first episode leaves so much unanswered, and the next jumps back in time to fill in the history of the case, and when the second episode ends, the story hasn't even caught up to where it started. The mistake has led readers to question the review, which called Star Trek a terrible space show. It's just these women named Carrie and Samantha drinking Cosmos the whole time. How did Mo do, Bill?
He did pretty good. 5 right, 10 more points, total of 12, and that puts him in the lead.
All right.
Okay, Mo.
Faith Sally, you're up next. You ready to play?
Yes.
Okay, as coalition forces got closer, the Iraqi military evacuated more than 1,000 people from villages around blank.
Mosul.
Right. This week, AT&T agreed to an $85 billion deal to acquire blank.
Time Warner.
Right. Following protests, French authorities began clearing a blank near Calais, known as the jungle.
Oh, a camp.
Yeah, a refugee camp. On Wednesday, central Italy was rocked by 2 consecutive blanks.
Earthquakes.
Yep. This week, the Australian Census Office learned that it could have solved a 2-day outage of their official website by blank.
By capturing some kangaroos.
By turning their router off and then on again. On Thursday, Twitter announced it was shutting down its video blogging service, blank.
Vine.
Yep. This week, Paul Beatty became the first blank to win the Man Booker Prize.
American.
Yep. On Tuesday, a woman in North Carolina won $1 million in the lottery after blanking.
After buying the lotto tickets to prove to her husband that they're a waste of money.
She's right. Whoa! That's hilarious. Glenda Blackwell said she wanted to teach her husband a lesson, so when he asked her to pick up 2 Powerball tickets from the local corner store, she instead bought a scratch-off to show him that no one ever wins the lottery. Then she goes home. Glenda and her husband are shocked to discover they'd won $1 million. Glenda says she is now eating her words and plans on spending the whole windfall on another of her husband's obsessions, which she always thought was a waste of money, helping out that nice Nigerian prince. Okay, Bill, so how did Faith do?
Sounds like a Cubs score. 7 right, 14 more points, a total of 17.
17. Whoa. Amazing. Okay, Bill, so that means what does PJ need to do to win?
7 to win.
Okay.
Big challenge.
All right, PJ O'Rourke.
What he needs to do is go back and finish college.
This is for the game, PJ. This week, former Secretary of State Colin Powell announced he was endorsing blank.
Hillary Clinton.
Right. On Tuesday, a judge approved a $14.7 billion deal to settle blank's emissions scandal.
Volkswagens.
Right. A genetic study published this week confirmed that the blank epidemic started years before Patient
AIDS.
Zero. Right. A man leading police on a high-speed chase through the streets of Phoenix this week took a brief break to blank.
Tweet.
Well, to order food from the In-N-Out drive-thru.
Oh, well.
Yeah. According to a new report, 2/3 of the world's blanks could be gone by 2020.
Angry old white guys.
Animals. This week, a Kuwaiti man was caught cheating on his wife when blank revealed their affair.
The goat was talking.
His pet parrot.
Wow.
I was very close. Mm-hmm.
According to the man's wife, she had suspected that he'd been cheating on her for a while but had never been able to prove
it. But with a parrot?
Well, the parrot sang like a bird is what happened. All of that changed the day when she overheard the family parrot mimicking some of the flirtatious things her husband had been saying to his mistress. Those sorts of libidinal, lustful phrases that just drip with sensuality when they come out of the beak of a parrot. Like, Mark, my loins ache with desire. Mark, I want your body and a cracker.
Mark, my wife doesn't do that.
Oh. Oh, Bill, the feathers are flying. Did PJ do enough to win?
Well, no. We got
told
three
you,
right.
Saw that coming.
Six more points, total of 10, but he couldn't catch Faith.
Nope.
All right.
Who can?
So Faith Staley is this week's champion.